no-brainer. It's a 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 no-brainer.
Welcome to It's a No-Brainer Show, the podcast about sports.
It is the podcast about sports. Hey, did you hear about that local sports team? I heard they scored a lot of points in recent.
They scored all the points at the big match.
And they made the hoops.
Unless it was golf. Then they didn't score very many points.
No, the objective is to get as few points as possible.
Well, I've been playing golf wrong.
What about the weather?
Weather.
I would like to do a podcast about weather.
Yeah. And today's forecast is sunny with a chance of meatballs. Currently 49 out.
49?
Yeah, 49 only.
Too cold.
It's not too bad for where we live, though.
That's true.
Geographically speaking, that's a pretty decent temperature.
It's normal spring weather for us.
Yeah.
It's not too hot.
And it's not too cold.
It's just right?
Too hot!
Too hot.
Too hot and hot tub! Yow!
I feel like I'm missing a reference.
Probably some...
some obscure reference.
No,
that's underground.
It's really not.
It's
an old,
what's
it's
that
old
one
thing.
Guy?
Oh, sorry.
It's an old Eddie.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
He was
impersonating. Yeah, I was going to say he was impersonating some guy.
Little Richard. It was one of the two. He's
probably
like,
James,
a hot
James
tub.
Brown, yeah.
He's like, too hot! Too hot and hot tub!
Rita, why don't you play a clip of that?
Those were the days when I wasn't alive.
They got all of those on, I think they have like every single season on
the Flicks.
Flicks.
Yeah.
Or I know Hulu, I think, has all of them too, don't they?
Yeah,
or
Netflix
are they
got
kinda
them
limited?
All on there.
For $7.99
Netflix
a month.
Definitely
unlimited
does.
Streaming.
Yes, we're not sponsored by them, but
we
like
be.
Their service. We can figure out a way to get sponsored by them, I'm
I
sure.
I mean, if Epic Mealtime gets sponsored by them, I'm sure we
can. They shove calories down your throat the same way that we shove nuggets of wisdom into your ears.
Yeah,
wisdom nuggets.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if I like wisdom described in nuggets. Can I get strips instead?
You could have strips. You could
wisdom
also
strips with fries.
You could also
yes.
have a puree of wisdom.
Oh, I like that.
That you can
no?
just drink in your ear hole.
Yeah, or just like hook up by an IV and you don't have to do any work.
But I want my wisdom in soup form. Perhaps a wisdom bisque?
Sure, you can have a wisdom bisque.
Or maybe a wisdom quiche?
Oh,
yeah.
What do we have for dessert, though?
Wisdom shake.
Wisdom shake, okay.
Whenever Jeff and I have played Cards Against Humanity, for some reason, him and I are the only ones that think the quiche card is funny. Good time to play the quiche card,
it's so
which
funny.
Makes every time
what
to play the quiche card the funniest.
What brought the orgy to a grinding halt?
Quiche.
And no one else thinks that's funny but him and I.
That's a little bit funny, actually.
Yeah.
You know what else is funny?
What's that?
News articles.
News articles.
News articles.
We have various news articles from the past couple weeks here, because I know we missed a week. Shame on us.
Sorry, I was killing the Jews.
What? Hey, you leave the Jews alone.
You killed the Jews and didn't invite me?
No, I said juice.
Oh.
Juice.
Now that makes me look like a racist. Thanks, Jeff.
You're welcome.
Juicy.
But anyway, we've got some... we've got some news articles that we'll read. But only the news articles. The headlines. I never
story.
Say headlines. That's the most important part of our running joke with this. We read the headlines and nothing more.
Drunk man allegedly frees zoo animals.
I can see this now. Just like two drunk guys drinking at the bar like, you know what, man? Those poor animals at the zoo, they're just in cages all the time.
There's some drunk hippie.
And like, like we gotta go free them. The other guy's like, he's kind of drunk, but not really. Like, yeah, you just go to the zoo right now, and you just go free them. That'd be awesome. That's a great idea. I'll be there in 10 minutes.
See you at the zoo, bro.
And so the guy's like, be free, lions!
And then he was eaten.
Well, the way zoos work, like, I would imagine there's a key that they have to open up the cage, so either...
Oddly enough, there isn't.
No, that's what we're meant to assume.
That's the other headline of the story.
It's one of those placebo effects there. You're just like, you're expected that the animals are locked up all the time.
No, they're free to
but
go.
But they can just go.
They don't have opposable thumbs, so yeah. They have a little hard time.
They get free food.
That's actually what a free zoo is.
Okay.
So you're free to take the animals because they're free animals.
Oh!
I didn't know that before.
Mm. I'm glad you worked at a zoo and all these things.
Mm. Yep, I worked at a zoo. That's definitely why.
Yeah.
I know these things. And not because of other things. So next headline.
Alright. You want to take the next one too? Go ahead.
Matt,
sure.
you were on fire tonight.
Take it. It's all
suspect
yours.
Suspect in wheelchair arrested. Cherry tomatoes covering his privates.
What?
So now... Do we think that he had a lot of cherry tomatoes or not a lot of privates to cover? Because cherry tomatoes are not very large.
No.
Cherry tomatoes are, in fact, the size of small cherries.
Is that why they get their name?
At least they weren't grape tomatoes?
Watermelon tomatoes.
Is elephantitis.
Oh.
Oh,
somebody's
yeah, that's
calling
professional.
You.
Yeah, professional. Professional.
Put them on the air!
Who is it? Is it Harold?
Nope.
Is it Kumar?
Oh.
What? Alright, fine. Say it again. Say your line again.
Is it Harold?
No.
Is it a purple crayon?
No.
Oh, that's even worse. Alright, try one more.
Is it Harold?
Is it Maud? So many Harold ends. Alright, anyway, back to these apple-sized tomatoes.
We were looking for Haroldette?
Haroldette.
Haroldette was the right
Haroldette?
Sorry.
Haroldette.
No points are awarded to you.
The Boston Herald?
Too soon.
Oh, I'm sorry. Should have said the Miami Herald.
Can we move on from this yet?
Sure. Yeah,
so,
you want to go back to cherry tomatoes covering some guy's crotch?
Yeah, I want to know, do you think he was arrested because... The cherry tomatoes were covering his privates.
Well, my question.
Or they really weren't covering his privates.
And like,
very well.
Like they were just like all around his penis. And he just had like a massive erection sticking out of the aisle of cherry tomatoes.
And then he painted the tip of his penis bright red.
My bigger question, actually, I guess I was fine with cherry tomatoes covering privates. But why isn't he in a wheelchair? What was the, was he? Just
Maybe
a,
he's a paraplegic.
Is he
just
a cripple?
Say,
and he was like,
well, he was
hey,
a non-fan.
What are you, an asshole?
Yeah,
I kind of am.
Oh,
all right.
Well, as long as you admit it, I don't care.
As long as there's some produce covering.
Maybe he painted it orange to make people think it's a carrot. Like, went around to people in his leisure, hey, you want to buy my carrot?
Should have had a V8. Wish this wheelchair had a V8.
Have you gotten your dose of fruits and vegetables today?
So I can give you both. Because I'm a fruit.
Yeah, that was the joke.
I've got the produce. Wanna reproduce?
Oh.
Nice.
That's
quality.
That's
#  cripple pickup lines with cherry tomatoes covering your privates.
Speaking of horrible jokes, people missed a fun time last night of making old people jokes.
Oh, yeah. We posted on the Facebook. There were a couple good
there
ones.
There were a couple good
I
jokes.
Should just read them all, because they were all high-quality comedy.
Yeah.
I'm
gonna pretend I know what's going on.
We usually... Usually when I get bored and try to avoid editing the episode, we usually post late night games on
the
Facebooks. So last night, our late night game was to create an example of a pickup line used on or by elderly people.
And we actually had two people going around with us.
We had me and Jeff, and then we had Paul, our friend Paul, and Molly. She can also be our friend.
Yeah, she was. I know Molly. She's a friend of mine.
So, was one of them like, is that your cataracts, or are you just excited to see me?
There were similar ones, but yeah, there were a lot of good ones. The one that got the most votes, though, was Molly's. It was, like, the first one that was posted. And I really like this one, too. Are you a denture? Because I can't smile without you.
See, it's, like, cute, and...
That'll get all the old ladies.
I'm saying mine just had to be sexual.
Yeah, what was yours? Baby, with you around, there is no need for the blue pill. Yeah.
All your varicose veins make me very close to wanting to see you tonight.
Where were you last night? You could have had top votes, but yeah, congratulations, Molly. I think what I want to do in the future is, like, do a lot more of these late night games where, like, give away, like, stupid prizes. Like,
yeah.
Hey, you can have an autographed copy of the script that we're using.
Or... I can make stickers for free.
You know,
you can
value.
Make stickers for free?
But they have to be black and white. That's like the downside.
Our logo is black and white!
Hey, I should print out a bunch of It's No Brainer Pro stickers.
Yes! Do it!
Okay.
For next week.
Alright.
I would like 3,000, please.
That's gonna take a long time.
How large are the stickers?
6x4. 6 inches by 4.
Oh, I was gonna say 6 feet by 4 feet. Yes, please.
What?
Yeah. No, 6 inches by 4 inches.
Okay, that's a pretty sizable sticker.
Yeah, size of a UPS label.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Also, a fun fact, weird size for a penis.
6 feet by 4, or 6 inches by 4 inches, yeah. How many cherry tomatoes do you think you get on a 6x4 inch dick?
You have to use a lot, because you're gonna, like...
I would say 6.
6? You think?
6, maybe...
Wait, the by 4 inches, 9. Are you talking that's the girth or is that the width? Because that'd be a really weird shaped penis then.
It's just a square Wait. Dick.
Hey, block dick!
Wouldn't girth and width be the same?
Girth is the measurement around the penis.
The circumference.
The length of the penis would be 6.
Yeah.
So like
so it would be the length and the width.
So, okay, so...
6 inches long.
Width is
4
just...
inches wide.
So, is the diameter of it 4 inches, or is the circumference of it 4 inches?
Yeah.
Just both.
Whoa.
You can't...
I'm just kidding.
That is the
is
flattest
that
dick.
I don't know, I didn't put this much thought into it. You guys have put way more thought into this weird penis
Sorry.
Shape.
I just have a mathematical brain, right. I'm like, knowing all these
well,
things,
the dick,
like...
the dick is a cylinder shape, and circumference and diameter are two different things, it's just a legitimate question.
Yeah.
Well, if you have such a mathematical brain, then figure this little, I don't know, math equation out.
Okay.
Woman tracks down lifeguard who saved her nearly 50 years ago.
Okay.
So did she finally just thank him or something?
So let's see. 50 years ago, there would have been about 5 or so billion people on Earth.
Yeah.
With the current increase in population, I mean, you get a couple more billion. It's going to take her, like, if she had found one person every 1 second.
But you can narrow it down more than that.
That's true.
You can take the population of the town she lived in.
Yeah, she knew.
And don't forget to divide it by the summation of Delta Pi.
Yes.
And as long as you figure out how many people then worked at that business or that particular pool.
She knows where she was that time when she got saved, so she can effectively go through company records or something, and then where this person or who was employed on any particular time.
What do you think she did when she tracked that person down?
Had sex with him.
Do you think she did that, or maybe she was really depressed and she just beat the hell out of him and said, "Why couldn't you let me die then?"
I've had the 50th worst years of my life.
I've had water in my ear for 50 years. Why did you have to?
Do you know how much that sucks? I don't know why my woman has like the most manly voice.
Yeah.
I don't know how much they suck.
The chlorine just clearly got on my vocal cords and just ruined them.
I've been a chain smoker for 50 years. And that's my life.
Oh, oh goodness.
It's been Jeff's life. This is your life.
I wish that's what chain smokers are. They were just loud, angry, and just German sounding.
German sounding. Jawohl.
Jawohl. I smoke it. Wait,
what?
I don't know.
I smoke it.
You went Japanese.
True. If you ever watch Japanese anime, though, there's a lot of German Nazis in it. It's like they're really upset about World War II.
They probably are.
Why would they be?
Because they thought Germany was going to win that.
I suppose.
Well.
And Hiroshima.
What would you think? More stupid stuff?
After what?
After a break of about 2 to 4 minutes. All that right. should be,
you think
that should be good. Nah, that's not mathematically short. Although it
don't
depends.
Get to carry the cube.
It depends what you're carrying. It depends what you're comparing it against. Like, are you comparing it against a 10 minute break? Because like, suppose
or the
that
dawn
might
of
be.
Time.
Yeah.
Well, what is time? Really, think about it. What is time? Time is just revolution around the sun.
Mm-hmm.
And the Earth spinning. So if we stop the Earth from moving around the sun and the Earth spinning, does that mean we stop time? Now, does time exist, or is it just a concept of human being that we created? More thoughts after this break.
That's great. Popular music is littered with terrible lyrics, and we found a couple such songs that fit that example.
No, like, I just want to say, I hated these songs beforehand, but now that you've made me read the lyrics, it makes me really hate these songs.
All
like,
right.
I realize how, they were shitty songs, but yeah. Like, now I realize how shitty of talent these artists actually have.
I'm just really bummed that on this list of songs, this is kind of a spoiler alert for this next section.
Uh-oh.
Flowrida is not in this list of songs.
No, we tried to make room for Flowrida. He didn't make the cut.
I mostly like it because when you have Flowrida written down on paper, it just says Florida.
You're right. I never thought of
that. And did you know that Will.i.am, when written on paper, spells William?
Nope. That's false. There's punctuation in there.
Oh. Flowrida has a gap between the flow and the rida. So how do you read that as Florida? It's separated. It doesn't matter if there's...
It's Flo-rida.
Flo-rida.
Not touching that one. Alright! Well, we got a song here. Someone... Jeff, why don't you talk to us about this delicious, sweet, wet beat?
This first one comes
wet
from...
Wet beat?
Just go with it.
Yeah. I'll try.
Listen, Josh, you can't handle these fat, wet beats.
Man, why don't we have the voice of a generation on this list?
All right, carry on.
All right, this first, I can't even joke around being awesome. This first shit comes from Will.i.am #.
Hey, I know him.
Yeah, William. #. That power. That's right. The song is #. That power.
No one man should have all that power.
So you know this song?
No, that's Kanye.
Oh, and it's featuring everyone's favorite girl, Justin Bieber.
Hey, I know her.
Alright, so I guess I just dive into this.
Just read it.
I'm sorry.
Get it over with.
Okay. They call me Willa. Stay so cool, I'm chilly. I done made that millie on my way to that Billy. Used to have a piggy bank, but now I got that bigger bank. Who cares what the haters think? They hating on me cause we doing what they can't. I stay on that hustle. I flex that little muscle. He has a tiny penis.
Yeah, that's pretty much what that implies, right? I flex that little muscle.
My little pee-pee.
My 6x4mm dick.
Hate to bust your bubble. I'm on that other level. I'ma take it higher. And high, high, and higher. I stay and buy a tire. Keep burning like that fire. And that was...
Ain't calling you a liar, but the angels in the choir...
are hanging out with a briar.
And so, also a friar.
So we can...
die...
Climb
higher.
Okay, this rapping thing's hard.
Yeah, it is.
We already learned that from a couple episodes from with me.
Yeah.
So that was...
That was
listen. I
that,
think he's
that
onto
was,
something.
That was #. That power.
I think you're looking at it wrong, Jeff. This man's an entrepreneur. He might not deal in goods that you are interested in, but he's selling words.
Yeah.
And fat.
What
is
a wet beat?
High quality words like Millie and Billy.
It's a beat that is wet.
All right, duh. What, in the slang for the word wet, what does that exactly mean?
It's a hot, wet beat. Like, this beat's so wet.
Could you give me the language of origin, please?
Like, dirty. It's a dirty, wet beat.
Swag.
Swag?
It's the beat that makes you so wet.
So, let me try and think. Okay, hold on. That new Daft Punk song is so wet. Did I use that correctly?
Nah. It's got fun.
How is that
days.
Not fat? How
that
is that not
funk.
Wet?
That's it could be wet. It could make you wet.
But it's so funky and fresh.
Phil Collins, not the hat.
He's wet.
So wet. Mm-hmm. Wet can be anything you want.
Britney Spears, I'm sure, is wet.
Nope. Dried up. All dried up.
She used to be wet.
Yep. But that was before she was legal, so we don't talk about
that. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right.
That's, you could get in trouble for that.
I just want those, the last, like, three lines there, but the first two of those last three. And high, high, higher, I stay and buy a tire. What
yep.
the fuck?
A tire.
Like,
not,
clothes.
Not, yeah, not like a wheel in a car.
Right. Like, literally, he couldn't think of anything else to rhyme?
We gave him a couple more examples after he had finished. So I don't know. I mean, they're
also,
obviously.
He ran higher with higher.
Huh?
Yeah.
Well,
what
you gonna do?
He went to the Ozzy Osbourne School of Rhyming.
I see that.
Rhyming masses with masses. Thanks, War Pigs.
I can't think of that one song where he just says small town all the time.
Just a small town, small town.
No.
Small town, small town, small town.
There's a song where, like, almost every line he literally rhymes with, like, little town or small town or something like that. It's really annoying.
Was it a Justin Bieber song called Beauty and a Beast? Oh, I'm sorry, Beauty and a Beat featuring Nicki Minaj?
It could have been. I don't know.
I feel...
How does that one go?
I feel like we're about to get really dirty right now.
All
right.
I'm going to get so wet.
Josh,
you're trying. I still don't get the meaning of the word. So
I know, I can tell.
You're trying too hard. You just gotta let the word flow.
All right,
you just gotta let it.
I'll let it flow like a
you
river.
You have to be one with the wet. All right, Nicki Minaj, she talks to us and she tells us, in time, ink lines, but bitches. Couldn't get on my incline. World tour, it's mine. 10 little letters on a big sign. What? Justin Bieber. You know I'm gonna hit 'em with the ether. Burns out, wiener.
No, that's buns out.
Ooh, buns out. I'm sorry.
I think yeah, there's rape going on
here. It's dark in here. Okay.
There's total lesbian sex going on here.
Ha 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 ha.
Sorry.
But hang on, she keeps going.
Oh, buns out, wiener, go on.
But I gotta keep an eye out for Selena. You know, she gotta keep out.
Oh,
keep an eye
yeah,
out
yeah.
That
ex-girlfriend now, yeah.
Why is this f***ing shit popular? Like, that's the most disgusting thing about this act that we're making. This is popular music.
I think with a lot of popular music now, it's not so much for the lyrics. It's more for, like, the wet beats.
Yeah.
He just used it.
He did.
He used it.
He got it.
He's one with the wet. He's on his way to be one with the wet.
And what was on that sign, 10 little letters? Is that, I'm guessing that might be her name. But what other?
Justin Bieber.
What other? No, Justin Bieber has 12 letters in his name. How about Wet Beats?
What about World Tour?
World Tour. That's 9.
So then...
Maybe there's a period after it.
World tour period. World tour.
Yeah.
World tour?
Oh, it's Nicki Minaj.
That's my best guess. I was trying to think of some other phrase that might have 10 letters.
Hmm.
I think when we look back, we're gonna definitely
10 letters.
Think...
10 letters. 10 letters has 10 letters! Oh, my brain just exploded.
I think we're honestly going to look back and really think that Nicki Minaj is kind of like the Bob Dylan of our time.
Yeah.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
It's true.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
You know who would be the Jimi Hendrix of our time?
I think I have a little idea, but why don't you go ahead and tell me?
Psy. Was that what you were thinking?
Language,
oh, yeah? We're on the same level there?
Psy is so good with a guitar.
Psy.
Just, he can rip on that guitar just like Jimi Hendrix, if not better.
I can't wait for him to go out the same way.
Oh,
at
yeah.
At 27 with too many drugs?
Yep.
Maybe.
Just like Janis Joplin.
Well, why don't you tell us about Psy?
Sure. Did you hear his latest single, Gentleman?
I have.
You have? Now, a lot of it is in his native tongue, so I have provided the full translation for you.
Okay.
Fun fact, Josh speaks Korean.
Long Duk Dan. Yep. I think that's nothing, really.
I heard Long Duck.
I think you said there was a long duck, and his name was Don.
Yep.
Yep. Long Duck Don.
All right, anyway, here's Long Duck Don's Gentleman. I don't know if you know why it needs to be hot. I don't know if you know why it needs to be clean. I don't know if you know. It'll be a problem if you're confused.
I am.
I am too. We'll continue. I don't know if you know, but we like, we like to party.
We like to party.
That's true.
Bingo, boys! Is Psy the evolutionary step from Venga Boys?
What the hell is Venga Boys?
We like to party. We like to party.
Or is he like the old guy from Six Flags commercials?
Same song, yeah, but he could be.
Maybe he's the old guy from Six Flags.
Can somebody please mash up video of the Six Flags guy with Gangnam Style?
Open Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style. Open Gangnam Style.
Hey, sexy lady.
You actually might be the only person in the world that knows that artist's name, Venga Boys.
Venga Boys?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had no idea who that was.
They're very popular in the clubs Iceland. That I go to. Mm. Also,
yeah, because there's clubs in the United States.
Definitely not wet, that's for sure.
No. All right, anyway. Hey there. If I'm going to introduce myself...
Are you?
Please do.
I'm a cool guy with courage, spirit, and craziness.
That's true.
Yeah.
What you wanna hear, what you wanna do is me.
I do.
Yeah. Damn! Girl! You so freaking sexy.
That's very true.
Gonna make you sweat. Gonna make you wet.
See?
You know who I am. Wet sigh. Wet sigh. Wet sigh. Wet sigh. 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 Sigh.
Oh, I thought you were skipping there for a second.
No, that's what he sings. Also, I'm a mother, father, gentleman. It sounds like some, like, slogan for, like, some charitable organization, like, mother, father,
so,
gentleman.
Today we learned Psy the transvestite.
Wait, a what?
A transvestite.
A transvestite?
Sorry, whatever.
No, I liked transvestite. It's like a mashup of transvestite and dyke.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You get to kind of piss off two groups of people that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, nice portmanteau.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Also.
He's a gentleman.
Gonna make you wet. Really, Psy.
Have you heard the beat on that song?
He's gonna make you sweet.
He's gonna... Sweet. Okay! Yeah. All these lyrics confuse me. Again, I think it's just... The lyrics are now secondary to the overproduced music that accompanies them. And...
You're just mad because you don't got that boom boom pow.
Oh, God.
The chickens, they just totally hijacked my style. I just...
I can't even anymore.
It's...
Pedophile, what?
Pedophile?
Mm-hmm.
It's a term of endearment, don't worry.
Mm, yeah,
oh,
cool.
Okay.
We're bringing it back.
All right. Please join us for Act 3.
Please flip over tape.
Yeah, please. Yeah, do that one. Please flip over tape for Act 3.
I call my friends, say let's go into town, but they're all too busy to go into town. So I go by myself, I go into town. Then I see all my friends, they're all in town.
I got hurt feelings, I got hurt feelings.
They're all lined up to watch that movie, Made in Manhattan. Have you ever been told your ass is too big? Have you ever been asked if your hair is wig? Have you ever been told you're mediocre in bed? Have you ever been told you got a weird shaped head? Has your family ever forgotten you and driven away? Once again, they forgot about Jay. Were you ever called home because of school you took drama? Have you ever been told that you look like a llama?
And we're back! I took a massive shit!
No.
Me too. We took the shit together.
We piled it all in the toilet and waited to flush.
I sat on the toilet and he shit.
Happy Earth Day, everybody!
Woo!
Making an own fertilizer.
If it's brown, flush it down. If it's yellow, let it mellow.
Compost.
Trash compactor.
Is that what that's called? Is that what that, if you go on Urban Dictionary and you look up trash compactor, it's that when everyone in the house just shits in the toilet.
That's actually a very good name for that.
We still gotta come up with, we have to, so I'm gonna reveal this, and this might get cut out of the podcast.
Okay.
Because Josh wants to use it.
Say it.
We still gotta come up with the.
When we go to visit Paul, or if Paul comes to visit us.
Also, can you just keep that in there? Just have it just be one really long bleef?
Maybe. It's the end of the show, and you know what that means.
We're going to play games!
We are going to play games! We're going to shit in the toilet!
God damn it.
All right,
God, can we just turn this into an annoying radio broadcast and just have a little...
Sure. All right.
And we're back! On 96.9!
WANG, the Wang!
WCXY, the Candlestick!
WIZZ, the Wiz! WYGA, the Wigger! Okay, one more.
You've tuned in to 97.8! BRD, the brand!
BRD? I don't think radio calls begin with B.
This one does.
This one does? Okay. BRD, the brand.
They might.
Yeah.
It's not like they don't have to be W.
It's W or K generally, but
yeah, generally. There's no rule that says, I'm going to set up a radio station. There's no like contract you sign that you can't start it with a Q.
That's true, I suppose.
QRY, the career. Virginia's best in hip hop. The Q.
Because you know Virginia is known for its hip hop.
That's true.
All right.
Well, it's not local music.
I suppose. It's just
where Will.i.am came from.
Is it?
Vagina?
Why do you know that?
I don't know. I just completely made it up.
Fun facts. All right.
And it's time for the game.
So, yeah, we play a game. We play a game to determine the least stupidest person in the room. And what is the game, Rita?
Seriously, guys, what the f*** was that? Today's game is called Spin It Like a Topic.
In this game, we will be given a topic and must list items within the topic without repeating them or running out of time. If we do, we lose and everybody dies. No, the person who last gave a correct answer will earn 1 point. The person who earns 3 points first will win. We did play this on our drunk cast, so you might know about this. Also, to help us out, we each have one pass and one flip. The pass, if it is our turn, we can use it once per round. That'll skip our turn, and it'll go on to the next person.
Yeah.
In the same direction. If you use a flip, it'll still skip your turn, but the order of answering will reverse.
Yeah.
Kind of like Uno.
Dos.
Tres. Quatorce.
Hello, hello, in a place Ora. Called Vertigo.
Yep. Como esta?
1, 2, 3, 14.
That's what they translate to. Jeff, I do believe you won the last time we played any game on our show.
I sure did.
Probably last episode.
It was the last
episode. We're going to start with you and go clockwise.
I mean...
Oh. Lefty Lucy.
Righty tighty, carry the three. So you're after me then?
Yes.
Okay.
And then Zach will go.
All right. Okay.
And then Jeff will go.
Okay.
Unless there's pass and flips.
Right, right.
First of three, remember.
What's the title of this game again? I forget.
Spin It Like a Topic.
That's it. Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool.
You want to think of a better one?
No.
No, I didn't.
I just like
it.
Oh. All right. Here is the first category, Jeff.
All right, you're back.
Countries of the world.
Oh, this is going to go on for a while. So, China.
Japan.
Kazakhstan.
North Korea.
Afghanistan.
Libya.
United States of America.
South Korea.
Mexico.
Canada.
Russia.
Greenland.
England.
Greece.
Sweden.
Iceland.
Finland.
Germany.
Spain.
France.
Italy.
Portugal.
Brazil.
Flip.
Chile.
Argentina.
Oh, I didn't think of one. Australia.
New Zealand.
Thailand.
Madagascar.
Vietnam.
Stop it. Pass.
Oh, it's mine?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Egypt.
Mongolia.
I don't know why I'm blanking. Did someone say Brazil?
Yeah. I did. All right.
Woohoo!
I was worried that Jeff would be correct and that would last forever. Alright, so that means who gave the last correct answer?
I did with Mongolia.
Jeff did. Oh.
Why would I panic so hard?
We barely touched Africa,
is Mongolia
man.
Even yeah. a place anymore?
Yeah, Mongolia is a place?
North of China.
Okay.
We would have buzzed you out a while ago. Alright, so you still you get your pass and flip back for the next round.
Yeah.
So, but we will start with you.
Yes.
Wait, me?
I think.
No.
I don't know.
Start with you now.
I'll go.
Because
sure.
clockwise. Clockwise.
Clockwise.
Sure. Remember? You carry the
sure.
two and then you divide by three.
I think that'll work. All right. So topic starting with me. Things in The Wizard of Oz.
Oh.
The Wizard of Oz.
Toto.
Emerald City.
Tin Man.
Dorothy.
Scarecrow.
Cowardly Lion.
Yellow Brick Road.
Flying Monkeys.
Munchkins.
Witches.
Can I pause here?
Why?
Because he said witches, would I be able to say Wicked Witch of the West?
No, he classified
okay.
all witches.
All witches. Okay. Flying Monkeys.
Oh, that wasn't said. Or was it?
Yeah, you said it last time.
Oh, you did?
Oh, okay. Well,
I totally didn't even know. I was good. I was about to say another answer, but...
Your point, then.
I was going to say Tornado, but...
I was going to say Red Shoes.
All right.
Yeah, that Tornado is going to be my next one, too.
So,
but...
Zach, you got a point... And we start with you.
Yep.
Next category. This is a lot more tense.
I
feel like
I panic on the
when
spot
we
like
when
this.
We were drunk, this was more of a casual game, and now we're more like intense, and we're like, I'm gonna win. Ooh. All right. Category. Things found in an aquarium.
Flounder.
Fish.
Sharks.
Water.
Coral.
Those little castle thingies that are made out of plaster that you stick in there.
Kelp.
Decorations.
Aw, oh, you jerk. bubbles.
Salt.
Bacteria.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Flip.
Rocks.
Ah.
Food.
Oh. God, pass.
Flip.
Oh, you dick and a half. the scuba diver guy. That's probably a decoration, though, huh?
No.
All right. An actual scuba diver. All right.
Actually, yes.
Mm-hmm.
An aquarium. You gonna let me have that?
I will give that to you.
Oh.
You see them at the aquarium
Yeah.
Big aquariums all the time. All
right. So whose turn is it then?
Mine.
His.
Water filtration system.
Oh, God.
I just want to high five you on that. That was good.
Please
sand.
Don't come up with an answer. Did you say something?
Sand.
I'm sorry, I stepped on your toes.
Oh, sand.
Nope. I am out of ideas.
Logs.
Jeff, you may have that one.
Nice. That was... I was impressed with you. You were good.
I was holding that one, too.
All right, Jeff, you have 2 points. One more and you win.
I was a dick on that category.
Yeah,
you were a dick! You categorized everything right away, and I feared it. As soon as I read it, I knew that was what was going to happen, so I wanted to see what the approach was. If I
thought
just...
Wizard of Oz was going to go that way, too.
Yeah. All right, let's see.
I thought that, like, after we started answering things, I was like, wait, it'd be a real dick move to categorize.
Yeah. All right, Jeff, you need one more point to win, and we're starting with you.
All right.
The category. Kinds of flowers.
Tulip.
Daffodil.
Daisies.
Petunia.
Lilac.
Roses.
Sunflower.
Marigold.
Echinacea.
Bonsai.
Bonsai.
Bonsai trees.
Oh, but is that a flower?
Do they have flowers?
Yeah.
Alright. Lily?
Pass.
Morning glories.
Flip.
Flip.
Pass.
Flip!
All right, what have we said? Bluebells.
Something.
Sure it is.
Yep, they are.
Last name.
Bar. They exist. We got them for my grandma every year because we were.
Last name.
Oh.
swordfish flower.
Oh, you had to come up with a terrible answer. That means Jeff wins.
Did you? Oh no, you didn't.
No, we used everything and all the
we
flowers.
Can keep going.
Yeah, we can keep going. I'm having fun.
Let's do one more round.
Let's just do one more round for the fun.
All
of
right.
It. Or even two.
This one is just.
Let's do two more. That went fast.
This last round for the fun of it. Who are we starting with? Me.
Well, if we do a last round, though, neither of us have a chance of.
Yeah, let's do two more rounds.
My only chance would be tying, so it'd have to be three more rounds.
Let's just do 17 more rounds, then.
No, I think three is reasonable.
Josh. All right, one last round.
Let's just do it.
Whoever. So, okay, this is the loser round between me and you.
Okay. No, so, then we'll do two more if you win. If you win one.
Let's just do a round and not. Okay, here. Football terms. Safety.
Hut.
Sack.
Hike.
Is it sack? I'm sorry.
We'll give you time to
laugh. Puddle.
Encroachment.
Touchdown.
Punt.
You were both of our minds, but on that one.
Yep.
Kick.
Corner.
Field goal.
Pass.
Are you using your...
No, pass.
Well, I'm going to actually pass.
Safety.
I said that!
No!
Yeah. Which means I got another point!
Oh, shit, really?
No, yeah, because you passed.
Oh!
Yeah, you did.
All right, Jeff, you're the winner this week. Congratulations, you stupid shit. All right, what did we learn today? Jeff is a little shit. You won this game drunk, and you won this game sober, so there's no stopping you. all right. That also marks two in a row for you. Nobody's ever been able to do three in a row.
Well, can I set a new It's a No-Brainer record?
Tune in next week
to find out.
Sharks.
Swordfish?
That isn't a football term.
I still can't think of another flower.
Flower. Let's think. The orange ones.
My problem was we named so many flowers, I wasn't sure what we said anymore.
I know. Yeah. I was going to say hydrangea, but that's just a bush. That's not a flower.
And well, I wanted to challenge bonsai. What is a bonsai?
Bonsai trees.
Bonsai tree, but it's not a flower, is it?
Bonsais don't have flowers.
Yes, they do.
Do they?
Yep.
Cherry blossom bonsai. So some do.
Yeah.
So it's like a some do, some don't type thing.
Yeah, it depends on what kind you have.
It like you have some are like chia pets, and some look like cherry blossom trees. But they have flowers. Okay. So, I mean, you still won. We're trying to take this victory away from you. We're sore losers.
I say you take that 1 point away from me. I just got my back.
Yeah, you still pretty much won the game outright by a score of to zero.
Zach got one.
But he did get one. All right, so what have we learned today, if anything?
That going into public and covering your private parts of cherry tomatoes is not a good idea.
Cherry blossoms!
That bonsai trees have flowers?
Cherry blossoms! Oh, I learned about wet beets. Cherry blossoms.
Cherry
blossoms.
You did learn about wet beets.
So yeah, this draws close to the end of our show. You should probably go to iTunes and,
that'd be pretty
and
cool.
Show some love into that page.
Go to iTunes and talk about how mediocre we are.
You can find all of our podcasts available for download there, not just this one that you're listening to right now.
It's a whole library of mediocrity.
Hey, you know what? Next 10 people like our podcast, we'll send them an It's a No-Brainer sticker.
Can I be one of them?
I'll just give you one.
Oh, cool.
You don't count as one of the 10.
I seriously want stickers, man.
This is the push to get to 100.
All right. As soon as we break that 100 mark, stickers are going to happen. It's a thing.
It's a thing.
It's a thing.
All right, but 91 to 100 still get stickers, though.
Oh, so the people who click like...
Yeah, we'll get stickers.
Get a sticker. All right, I'm down for that.
We're pushing for that 100.
We need those 100. We've been in the 80s.
So bad.
We've been in the 80s for so long.
You know how old people need Viagra to have sex? That's how much we need.
Hey, and we have something in common. We're both in our 80s.
Yeah.
No, we're at 90 now. We hit our 90th.
All right.
We're old.
We're nonagenarians.
But if they want to find us on Facebook to get a free sticker.
Yeah.
Where is that?
That's facebook.com/... What was the plug we used?
It's been a while.
It's been at least 2 weeks.
No-Brainer Show.
No-Brainer Show! That's right. The one!
Okay.
Don't say we didn't do nothing for ya.
Yeah.
Get those stickers.
Well, thanks for listening to It's a No-Brainer. I've been Zach.
I have been Mr. Jeff.
And I have been Sir Josh.
Did we?
Ooh, you've been knighted.
I have.
We didn't introduce ourselves at the beginning of the podcast again.
Eh, it happens. But whoever we are, we would like to remind you that life is stupid and so is everybody up in her.
Except for Colonel Meow.
Where's he?
He's just not stupid.
I know, but where is he?
He's gone.
But
did
he's
you
off
kill
fighting
him?
The war.
But I told him to come home. I missed him.
Colonel Meow, if you're listening, please come home.
Colonel Meow, this is for you.
Do like the animals in Homeward Bound. And bound homeward.